Have you had any complications?
Interesting word. When I was small, my mother used to say, you've got to keep very strict. You've got to keep a strict control. If your blood sugar goes too high for too long, you're going to get complications in your old age. And I said, what are complications? And I don't think she knew, but I can always remember saying that. And indeed, we turn the pages over of the diabetic magazine and we read complications, and they're still using the word now. But yes, I think we've got to be careful in distinguishing between things which we might well get anyway with advanced years and things which are caused by diabetes. And some of the things, of course, we can't say either way, and some we can. Yes, I've had things going wrong fairly recently. When I say fairly recently, it seems to be a milestone, the age 60. I was absolutely fine when I was 59 and 364 days. But after 60, I seem to get a whole range of things. So the sorts of things which I'm suffering from, which I don't think at all are diabetes related, are things like stomach acid, reflux. I can't think that's particularly diabetes related. People just get it at this sort of age. I'm pleased to say it's very well controlled. Prostate, of course, is known to the 60s. On the other hand, going to the other extreme, you could say that things which are diabetic related would be skin problems. I mean, I've got a lot of skin problems there. Warts, all sorts of variety of warts, as my GP calls them, and poly something or others. They never go. This is the problem. Once you've got them, you've got them. And it's well known, I think, in the industry that diabetics do suffer from skin problems. I've already mentioned my gums. That wasn't a recent one, of course, but that was something else. You get the middle ground then. You get things like high blood pressure. I mean, we all know that you have to watch your blood pressure at 40 plus, 50 or whatever. There's no particular reason to think that it's brought about by diabetes. I know you've got to be more careful if you're a diabetic, but I do suffer from high blood pressure.
What about problems with your eyes?
I've been very lucky. With my eyes have always been good from a diabetic point of view, and still are. However, having said that, I mean, I have had problems with my eyes. They got very dry at one stage and were really heavy, and this went on and on and on, and eventually I couldn't get much satisfaction, and I kept going back to the eye clinic and asking different people. But anyway, what I was going to say was, in looking for that, they discovered something else. They discovered that there were new blood vessels growing in the front of the eye instead of the back of the eye. And I had to have laser treatment, but they didn't necessarily think there was anything to do with diabetes. Eventually, I found that the problem with my heavy eyes or dry eyes or whatever, I would attempt to describe what it's called, but it's something which affects the lids and the glands, and I have to apply hot compresses to them twice a day. And these are things which I can do myself. I don't need any medication for them, but yes, an unfortunate thing. They say, I don't think that's anything to do with diabetes. And the sorts of things they look for every time at the back of the eye, I'm pleased to say, are not there.
What about feet?
Yes, they like to look at my feet at the diabetic clinic, and they're pleased with what they see because my feet are actually very, very good. I've no corns, no carbuncles, no hard skin, no ingrowing toenails. In fact, somebody said they're perfect feet, so I'm very lucky.